Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Dinja Rosicki with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the meditation center Hamburg Yunvadharma Sa of the Yunvasangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Thikwang Dapopsenam about meditation. Meditation that is useful. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Thikwang Dapopsenam, 8661, February 25, 2016, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. Nowadays, there exists the science of mind control, which talks about meditation. Much has been set into motion about the scientific way to study and understand the mind, and some renowned hospitals even teach how to meditate. This new momentum is very good news. Actually, 2,600 years ago, Sukhamuni Buddha already knew how the mind works and engages in meditation. In fact, he attained enlightenment while meditating, which is not psychoanalyzing or dissecting the brain. This new kind of meditation is far away from the truth and belief, and the time spent on it makes the brain more busy, tense, and nervous. Such meditation does not benefit, but brings nothing but headaches. It also makes the body sore, and hence the true value of meditation is lost. Nowadays, many books have been published on meditation. Reading either this book and that book can easily cause confusion very often. Meditation, therefore, means controlling the mind and taking care of it without using any technology. It is most important that the intense desire to meditate is accompanied by a strong belief. Without such conviction, the image of the self is created, sliding into a slump. This creates separation of the brain and mind, which is not good for the health and can even hurt it. Believing in Buddha, the Absolute, the Truth, Dharma and Sangha, rests and settles the mind in quietude. And in this tranquility, the mind reveals itself. At the same time, whatever impurities that exist in it can also be seen and are eliminated through repentance. The narrow mind also automatically becomes wider, and even the small little things that were enslaving can be released. When peace becomes the foundation of existence, the self unites with truth. At that point, one is not caught by the four images, and so the true I can be found. Hence, all illusions and delusions disappear, and in that place, clear and radiant wisdom begins to shine. All difficulties are dispelled, and this Saha world is transformed into a most happy, light and bright world. Much benefit then accrues, bringing happiness and benefit to others. Thank you very much, Thikwang Dapopsenam. Thank you very much for listening. And thank you very much, Jikwang Nepopsanim, for this very profound daily reminder. Yeah, Nepopsanim shows us that meditation is very important, but it is also important that the meditation is accompanied by a strong belief so that all illusions and delusions can disappear. I wish you a wonderful week. Yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.